libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
By the end of the first school year, I was quite visibly pregnant, and the principal didn't invite me back for the next school year. So I found myself at home with a baby, and yep, those were the days.
Yeah, except none of that's true. She didn't qualify, at least according to reports out today, she didn't qualify under the new certifications that were necessary for her to teach that had been established. Let's get some insight on the life and times of Elizabeth Warren. Kristen B. Tate, the twice best-selling author, about to be a third time, and opinion contributor for TheHill.com, rejoins us. And Kristen, your new column is on Elizabeth Warren. I just had a conversation off air with Sebastian Gorka. I asked him point blank, and he lives in D.C. Of course, I'm in New York. And I said, Sebastian, talk to me. Biden, he's done, right? He said, stick a fork in him. I said, so this is really Bernie or Elizabeth's to take. Bernie's health isn't doing good. This is her moment to step up. She's got the lead in California. She's got the lead in Iowa. She's got the lead in New Hampshire. She's got the lead in a lot of places. And then I read your piece today, why she will fail to shine in her moment on the trail. What is your premise, Kristen B. Tate?
Well, first of all, I agree with you that this is her moment and she could get the nomination, but not because she's so great and wonderful, Kevin, but because the rest of the field is just so awful. Joe Biden was supposed to be the de facto nominee. He basically has Alzheimer's. He doesn't even know what state he's in half the time. The guy's a gas machine. So now, you know, you can stick a fork in him, as Sebastian Gorka said. Bernie Sanders is way too old to be doing this. He had a heart attack. And then the rest of the field are just a bunch of B-list losers. So Liz Warren is having a moment now and could become the nominee just because the rest of the field is so weak. But I've got to tell you, I don't think she has a shot at beating Donald Trump, not only because her platforms are unrealistic and based on sometimes flat-out lies, but because middle America wants nothing to do with a sanctimonious liberal from Massachusetts. I just don't see it happening.
Well, and I've thought for a long time that what her strategy was to come in and to present a different form of Bernie Sanders socialism, maybe in a little bit more fit package, literally. I mean, I don't know if you've noticed this. She's literally doing rallies now in like black jumpsuits that look like yoga outfits, with a little sweater over the top. And, you know, she's a very thin and very trim and fit person. And when you think of Bernie and old and heart attack, and you think of Joe with a bleeding eye, and I can't remember what, you know, text Joe to 30330. Like, there's so much incompetence and negative that just in this mere appearance of what they've got, if she looks halfway healthy and somewhat, attuned to what she's talking about, you think she's got a good chance. And then she did this other thing. She went on her website and she put out all of her policy positions. And for good or bad, she has very defined positions on everything that she's running on. And she's sticking to those talking points as she goes out. So you don't find that on Buttigieg's website. You don't find that with Kamala Harris. You don't find that with Beto. You don't find that with any of the also-rans, even Andrew Yang and even, you know, Marianne Williamson. You can't find, really hardcore policy stuff. She's done the deep dive catalog that everybody can measure what she's up against. And I think you're right. You put those ideas against not just what Trump will promise to do, but now what he's delivered on the last 3 years. I don't think there's any competition.
Right. But here's the thing, Kevin. Yes, she's presented herself as the woman with all the ideas who's done a deep dive. But when you actually look into it a little bit, it's very clear that all of her plans are based on just lies, really. I mean, she's promising Medicare for all, free.
Oh, yeah. She's crazy as the day is long, but she's put it in writing at least.
Yes. Yes. And she says that she'd pay for all of these trillion-dollar socialist dreams with only raising taxes on billionaires and corporations, which is just laughable. I mean, her wealth tax that she's proposing would only raise about $2.75 trillion over the first decade, according to her own her own team. And that would only cover 8% of the cost of just Medicare for all. So you can't keep proposing these trillion-dollar programs and not pretend that you're not going to raise taxes on the middle class. I think, you know, most Americans are smart enough to understand that their taxes are going to go up to pay for all this stuff if she gets elected.
No, I think that you're right. And I also think that not only will taxes go up on the middle class, but I also believe that there will be a rationing of service. There will be all the backside negative things that always comes up in this conversation, because no matter how, you could tax the top 2/3 of the country at 100% of their income and not come up with enough money to pay for what is necessary. And that's assuming that you can get some efficiencies worked out in like the healthcare community and so forth, which I don't even think that they're going to have that to do. So what do you think?
She wants to add illegal immigrants to the rolls, to all of this stuff as well. Not only does she want to give services to everyone in this country for free, but hey, let's just open the borders and let all of these illegal immigrants get free healthcare and free college too. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, it's one of those things where, friends, I do think that and people look at me when I'm nuts, I'm nuts, Kristen, when I say this. I think that the president is going to win 34 to 38 states minimum. I think depending on how bad the candidate or the ticket is for the Democrats, he could win 40 states. I don't think it's going to be easy. I think he's going to have to work all the way through election night to get it done. But when I see the hardworking men and women of America, when I saw the White House packed with young African-Americans last week talking about the jobs that they now have, talking about how they want to be community influencers for sound economic policy and these types of things, he's changing the dynamic. He continues to kind of change the playing field in a way that your typical Republican, at least running for re-election, has not in my lifetime, at least.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree, Kevin. Trump, he may be older, kind of like Joe Biden, but he is much healthier. He has so much energy. I mean, back in 2016, he was going to 2 or 3 states for rallies every day. He's going to probably do the same thing this time around. Trump loves campaigning. It's when he's at his best. So I think, like you said, he's going to be out there on the campaign trail until the last minute on election night, bringing out those crowds, getting the rallies all pumped up. And that's when Trump really shines.
Yeah.
So it'll be a fun campaign trail, regardless of which Democrat gets the nomination, because none of them can keep up with Trump. No. I don't care who gets the nomination.
I agree with you on that. Okay, read Kristen's newest piece, Why Elizabeth Warren Will Fail to Shine in Her Moment on the Trail, contributor to The Hill. Her website is KristenBTate.com. Make sure you check that out and be on the lookout for her new book. It's coming out soon. Kristen, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for being here.
Always a pleasure, Kevin. Thank you.
Kevin McCullough Radio coming right back. Don't go away.